Thanks for listening to this podcast of APA Compass, the Pacific Northwest's only Asian Pacific American public affairs radio program. APA Compass is downloadable at kboo.fm/APA Compass.
Good morning. My name is Tuwan Huang, and thanks for tuning in to this month's Pop Watch segment. This month, we are giving tribute to Vincent Chin. For those of you who don't know who he is, Vincent Chin was a Chinese-American man in his late 20s that grew up in Detroit, Michigan. One night he was out having drinks with some friends and was approached by two disgruntled laid-off auto workers, a father and a stepson. During the time, Japanese automakers had stepped onto the scene and taken a dominant role in the auto industry. This hurt many American car companies, and as a result, they had to lay off workers. Out of frustration, the two auto workers approached Vincent in a bar and made racially charged remarks. This resulted in a physical brawl outside the venue, leading to a foot chase between the auto workers and Chin and his friends. The brawl escalated and led to a brutal beating where Vincent was hospitalized and died 4 days later. Vincent's death was a monumental moment in the Asian American civil rights movement. Members from the API communities and other communities of color banded together across the nation to show their support for Chin and his family and to bring his attackers to justice. In celebration of Asian Heritage Month, the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, APANO, Japanese American Citizens League, JACL, and Chinese American Citizens Alliance, CACA, collaborated and sponsored a film screening of the documentary Vincent Hu. Here is some audio of Helen Ying, CACA Board Director, introducing the event.
So I don't know if everyone in the audience is aware, but this month, the month of May, is Asian Pacific Heritage Month. And I don't know if you know the history behind it. I just recently learned it myself. It was back in June 1977 that a few of our lawmakers decided to create a time to recognize Asian Americans. And it was designated only the first 10 days to be the Asian Pacific Heritage Week, and so that was back in 1977. But 12 years later, President George H.W. Bush actually signed an extension, making this week-long celebration into a month-long celebration. So it was in 1992, which was not that long ago, that we actually have an official designation of May as Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. So it's great that we could hold this event this month, kind of makes sense. And the main purpose for us having this event is really to look at how do we, you know, what happens when ignorance takes over and how do we deal with that. Ralph Waldo Emerson has said that fear always springs from ignorance. And you'll see by watching this film what that really means.
What does all this really mean? I had the opportunity to bring some Gresham High School students from the Cultural Conversations group that I teach to the event. This group of students ranged in age from freshmen to seniors. Here are their responses to the film and discussion that took place.
Hi, this is EXO. And after watching the film, I learned that even after Chin's case, cases like Chin's are still happening around the world. I also learned that what Vincent's death started isn't just for Asian, but people of color. Sad that it takes a death to get us moving and fighting for our rights. My favorite scene in the film is when people start protesting. It shows that we are standing up for rights and for the people of color. Seeing Vincent's mom giving the speech and cry broke my heart, knowing that he is her only son and about to get married. Vince's mom lost everything.
Hi, this is Leticia. I found the video very moving and I had tears in my eyes at various parts. I believe that schools all over the United States should teach about the troubles we have involving racism, not only about Asians, but about other races that have been overlooked. Watching this video, I learned that many people have been killed and the criminals have gone free. This makes me very mad. The people that have done these crimes should be punished. After watching this video, I plan to join more organizations and to educate myself on other cases involving people of color.
From watching the video, I learned that many students didn't know who Vincent Chin was. I feel that schools all over the United States should teach about this more in history classes. The reason why I think this is because Vincent Chin and others are an important part of our history. If fewer of us forget him and others, the more it's going to disappear. I also think that Asian civil rights movement should be more remembered and on what caused it to happen. More people should be remembering Vincent Chin not just for who he was, but for what he did to help us Asians. I want to thank many other races for helping support the Asian civil rights movement. I'm glad that all other races help each other, because we'll have each other's backs.
Hi, I'm Cynthia from Gresham High School. One thing I learned after watching the film Vincent Hu documentary, just seeing how big that someone's death just escalated the whole civil rights movement for Asian Americans, and how it wasn't just them, it was other races that came together as well to help them, because as somebody said in the documentary, if we don't stand together, how can we ever overcome this? And I thought, wow, I really wish I was alive during that time so I could actually see how it impacted the world, because now in our school system, I never knew about who Vincent Chin was, and so our schools don't educate us on any of this. They always educate us on more mainstream ideas, and I wish I were alive so I would know the experience and I would be able to try to get into the textbooks so other kids would also know about it.
In the discussion panel, someone in the audience asked about the term colorblind. This was the first time I heard it, and my first thoughts were, oh, some people don't see race. And I thought that was a good thing, because if we don't see race, then there'll be no racism. But someone in the panel had a different view, and it made me feel like an idiot because he was right. He said that if people don't see color, then they're overlooking a part of you that makes you who you are, and that's true. Every race has a color, and behind all those colors is culture, language. I think being colorblind is the wrong way to find equality, because you can't just ignore that race is there. It's a part of who we are.
My students are right. It is very important for us to embrace our history and take advantage of the opportunity to empower the people around us to continue the struggle that we all face every day. Thank you to APANO, JACL, and CACA for hosting this event, and thank you to all the activists and supporters of Vincent Chin who came before us and have paved the way for us today.